Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Em, and with a new year comes a new series, and that's five things. Because can we just get to the point already? I'll still be interviewing some of the most inspiring women out there who are making moves. Only we're going to get right to the good stuff. So we're talking the five key takeaways to get you all of the value in a quicker, snappier, more digestible episode. So with that, here's five things with Emily DiDonato. Emily, hi, and welcome to the Big Move podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled to have you back on, and I feel like the backstory of how we reconnected is kind of relevant to this episode, so I will share it quickly. Yes. So you've been on the podcast before. We've met virtually. You came on an episode. We had an amazing chat. Flash forward to now, I am living in the suburbs. I'm in Greenwich, Connecticut. And a few months back when I first got here, I remember seeing some of your TikToks and your content, which was hilarious, by the way. I think it was like you in your bathroom with your daughter, like unpacking, talking about moving from the city to the suburbs.
Yes.
So I sent you a DM and I'm like, hey, I'm pretty sure you're out in the burbs just like me. And you're like, yes, yes, I am. Like, let's grab a coffee. So we met up and here we are. And what I love about that too is like, it's so nice to find those similar synergies of like when you're going through a change and a transition, like I kind of feel like that's what it's all about.
Oh my God, totally. No, I was so happy and so relieved when you messaged me because like, I mean, I think the first few months when you moved to the suburbs from the city, at least for myself, I felt like such a fish out of water. Like you're just like, where am I? What is happening? I feel so weird. So just finding people that you like and connect with, like another mom, someone who's going through the same thing is like life changing. So I'm so glad that we've reconnected and we're out in the burbs together.
Absolutely. And we have so much to talk on about that. But I guess for a quick background for the audience, for those that don't already know who you are and follow you, what is a one or two line? Or like, what is Emily DiDonato all about?
Yeah. So I think most people might know me from my modeling career. So I've been a model for over 12 years, primarily in the beauty space. So I was the face of Maybelline for over 10 years. I was the face of Biotherm for many years, and a lot in fashion. And then over the last 5 to 7 years, I would say I focus more on content creation. So Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, I'm on all the things. And then I'm also the co-founder of the skincare brand Covey that we launched in March of 2021. So those are all the different buckets you might know me from.
Doing all the things, juggling all the hats. So yes. Emily, what is a big move that you want to share or like a transition, a pivotal turning point that is kind of top of mind for you right now?
I think like the biggest move or transition that I've gone through over the last couple of months is just being a mother, becoming a mother, and then also having my skincare brand Covey. And I think the transition and trying to balance being a co-founder and like giving my all to this startup that I care so much about and feel so passionate about, but also being a mom and wanting to be the best mom that I can be and being present for my daughter. It's a big transition. And I feel like many moms can relate. No day is perfect. I never feel like I'm doing it all or I'm not doing everything well. So that's definitely the biggest one for me that feels top of mind. Does that answer the question right?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does. And I feel like I have a million follow-up questions.
Yes.
But I guess so you have one on the way. So yes. By the time this episode comes out, I think your baby will have been born. You're going to have two at home under two. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So as an entrepreneur, as a founder, you know, you're ramping up your business and scaling. Like, what are the biggest like challenges, I guess, or anxieties that come to mind for you? And like, how are you sort of like going through those right now?
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about this before we started hitting record. My daughter is still young and I feel like I need to hide from her in my own house when I'm trying to get like Covey work done. And I'm doing things like this and I hear her in the background and I want to be with her, but then Covey really is ramping up and we have all these exciting things happening and I need to give that my all too. And I just feel like I'm always trying to like juggle it and balance it. But I just don't think like every mom I talk to, they're like, you're never going to feel like it's balanced. It's just one thing's always getting a little bit more or a little bit less. So that's kind of what's most challenging, I think, about the juggle right now, because I think mom guilt is a very real thing. I could be doing like anything and I feel guilty that I'm not with my daughter, like 24/7, 365 days a year, which is also not a realistic or sustainable route either. Like, even if you did decide to do that, I don't think it's realistic or like fully sustainable, at least not for me and my sanity. So yeah, that I think is the toughest juggle.
Absolutely. And you're like one of like, I feel like 10 other women I feel like I've been chatting with recently about this whole like working from home and juggling one or two kids. It makes me feel more sane to even hear you kind of say that you're having a lot of those like similar struggles. But I guess to find something tangible, is there like one hack or one thing that you do in your day to day or during your week working from home that like does work for you?
I mean, I think like what works for me and my sanity, at least, is like, I really tried to like block, do my days in blocks. So the first half of my day might be like all calls or all content creation. And then the second half of my day, I'm like, all right, I'm going to dedicate this to Teddy. We're going to go to the park. We're going to go to a class or vice versa, if that's morning or the afternoon, just so I know that I'm getting really good quality time doing both. Cause I just don't feel good when I get off a bunch of calls or I'm sporadically throughout the day seeing her and then going back into my office and seeing her and running out. It just like is confusing, I think, for both of us. So I just really try to block the time, even though it's so hard for me, cause I just want to be with her as much as I can. So in between calls, I'm tempted to go out there and hang out with her and play with her, but for my brain and like emotional and like mental sanity, it's just like, I just try to block it as much as I can and make sure I have a plan for when I do finally reunite with her.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes so much sense. And I too, I hear you. It's like when Parker's in preschool, those are my golden quiet hours. And I try to just like put my head down as much as I can. And then sometimes the second half of the day, honestly, it's a toss up. It's like, we don't know how it's going to go. Are we going to be productive? Are we not? Are we going to the park? Are we, you know, helping out with nap times? Like it's kind of all the things.
I know it's quite a juggle. We should discuss what we are doing to keep these littles busy out here. That's for another day.
Totally. So really quickly touching on the going from city to suburb as a new mom, is there something that you miss about being in New York City with a small child or like something super challenging about coming out to the suburbs? Like anything you want to share there?
Yeah. I mean, I think that we moved out to the suburbs when Teddy was, I guess, around like 9 or 10 months old. What I miss most about the city was like being able to bop around so easily with her in the stroller, but she was also at the age where she would just sit in the stroller and hang out. Now she definitely wouldn't do that. But I just miss like running errands and going out, popping out for a coffee. You could see friends. I could still be with Teddy. And I felt like it was really easy in that sense. But now that she's walking and running and doing her things, like if I tried to put her in the stroller for a long period of time, she would not have it. So I definitely missed that because I felt like it was a good balance of like being with her, running errands, seeing friends. Like the accessibility and walkability of New York City, you can never take that away from it. In terms of coming out to the suburbs, like I said, I felt really weird and I wasn't sure what to do with her, where to go. And that's why it's just so key to like find the classes, find the mommy and me, find the music, like whatever it is, join it and talk to the other moms. And luckily I did know a couple of other moms here before I moved here and they were just so welcoming. Like I'm on a million email chains of like, we have a class here, there's soccer here, there's this here. Like you really just need to find one really good mom who's well connected and doing all the activities and just do whatever she's doing because you will meet so many people. But immersing your kids in the activities in the community helps you meet other people, which is just so important. And I feel like it's just really paid off in the last couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. You need that camaraderie and that like community around you. It really does make a difference. And I know it takes so much effort because believe me, I'm in that same exact boat, but it's worth it. It really is.
It is worth it. It's definitely like a whole other scheduling and planning and all of that. Add that to the list, their agendas and activities, but it does help.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'm in the same boat as you where like being a city mom was all that I knew. So like the smallest things were difficult for me, like the simplest things, car seats, you know, just like getting used to being in the car. Riley hated the car for the first 3 months of her life. Like, again, it's what you're used to. And suburb moms are going to laugh at me because they're like, wait, well, how did you do the city thing?
Yes, it definitely is kind of, sorry if you hear Teddy in the background. I don't know. I feel like there's pros and cons to both. But now I've like transitioned to the other side. I'm pro suburbs and I don't think I could go back, which I think is a good sign for me because I'm like, all right, I'm in, I'm settled.
Yeah, absolutely. Space is everything. And when you have multiple and when you're potty training an apartment, you're like, get me out of here.
Yes, totally.
So is there anything that you do in your day-to-day from like a mental health standpoint that you would want to share or anything like pregnancy related that comes to mind? I'm sure we have a ton of pregnant mamas out there listening.
So for mental health during pregnancy, I mean, some sort of movement is so helpful and important. And I know that's so cliche, but it does help my sanity so much. I've also been taking, this is like my new little thing, cold showers, which I love to cold plunge, but obviously like don't do that so much pregnant, but doing cold showers has helped my energy levels and my like emotional spirit weirdly so much. So I've been doing that. So movement, cold showers. And I think also it's just finding whether it's working out or not, finding just a little bit of alone time or you time mm-hmm. is so important. Like whenever I go and get like a manicure pedicure, I think about how I just used to do that whenever, wherever, so leisurely, whenever I wanted. Now when I do it, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like the best thing ever. Like just trying to find those like moments of peace for yourself that you really are just like stepping out of the house. Cause that's the other thing. I mean, if you're working from home, like we said, if you're home and you're working and you're with the baby, like it's really easy to stay stuck in that and in that routine. And sometimes even if I just go for a walk around the block, I'm like, oh yeah, I just had to leave the house, which honestly I think is still a remnant of pandemic stuff. Like being so used to being stuck inside. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to get outside.
And that just being the default.
100%. I'm really glad you shared the cold plunge, cold shower tip because it's a nice alternative when you're pregnant and you can't take a jacuzzi or like hop in the hot tub or you're at a spa and you're like, wait, I can't do half of these activities. I feel like a cold shower is an amazing way to just like get the serotonin going, right?
Yes, totally. Like it really does boost your mood and your spirit. And it's so painful and so uncomfortable, but I do it. And it's really made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So as one of my last questions, Emily, what lights a fire in you? Why do you do what you do? What keeps you moving?
Oh my gosh. Like in all aspects, motherhood, entrepreneurial,
all of the things. Any of the things, really.
I mean, I think when I think about like Covey, the biggest thing that gets me moving or motivated there is feeling like I'm helping women have those kind of micro moments in their day where they take care of themselves and feel good about it. Like my favorite DM or my favorite email to get is when people are like, this Covey changed my life. Covey changed my skin. Like it changed my morning routine. I'm just like you. I'm a mom. I don't have a lot of time. I needed a simple skincare routine and the products are amazing. Like that really lights my fire because I'm like, that's my girl. That's the person that I want to help. That's the person that I am. You know, I created Covey for someone like myself who's busy and needs a simple routine, but wants effective, clean products. And then when I think about what lights my fire in terms of like my online presence, I think it's just being honest and connecting with other women who are in the same boat. Like whenever I'm doing a Q&A or doing something on TikTok, I'm just trying to share what I'm going through and what's going on. And hopefully that's relatable and makes someone else feel a little less alone in whatever stage they're in. Even when I started posting suburbs content, I was like, this feels so boring. I used to be like this New York City Tribeca mom. And now I'm going through this weird transition and I'm in the suburbs. Is anyone going to care? And when I was kind of honest about even just that feeling alone and that the transition and what it felt like, so many other moms were like, oh my God, I just moved to the suburbs too. I'm going through the exact same thing. Like, where are you? What's helping? You know, everything we're talking about right now. So I think just making women feel less alone in whatever they're going through is always something that motivates me.
Absolutely. And like I said at the beginning, like that's one of the first things I noticed about your TikTok content that you were putting out there that was just, it was relatable. It was like that it is a big transition. It's hard to figure out like what your life looks like as a business person. You're not in a city anymore. So I do think you do an amazing job at that.
Thank you. That's very kind. And I'm so glad that it even resonated with you.
Completely, completely. So Emily, as one of my last questions, ultimately, like what kind of mark do you want to leave across your platforms, across your brand Covey? Like what is that exactly for you?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. Like, how would you answer that? That's like a deep question.
Well, it is a really deep question. And I feel like it kind of goes back to what you were just saying about just being honest, right?
I mean, I think that for me and my platforms and who I want and the mark I want to leave is that, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a content creator, I'm a model, I'm going through all these different transitions and changes in my life. And I want to be honest about what's going on in my life, how I feel about it, how I cope with certain things, what works for me. In the end, being helpful to other women, hopefully aspirational in some aspects, but always trying to be, and not trying to be, but being honest in the end will allow you to be relatable to others because we all are going through our own struggles and trials and tribulations. So I think the honesty element is really important. And at the end of the day, I really like helping women and feeling like I'm helping other women, whether it's making them feel less alone, whether it's helping them with their skincare routine or giving them kind of those micro moments throughout the day that make them feel good about themselves and their spirit, emotionally, mentally, physically. So I think that's kind of, my mark. I just want it to be a positive one and an honest one.
Yeah, absolutely. I love, love, love that. So thank you for sharing so much.
Yeah.
What's next for you? What's coming up for Covey? And also, like, talking about any new launches, I've used the lip balm and I am admittedly very obsessed with it.
I'm so glad. We've gotten such a good response. Yes, we just launched our Seal the Deal lip balm, which has been doing so well. It quickly became a bestseller for us. People were just loving it. I mean, it's super hydrating and plumping and healing. It makes sense. Like, I'm literally, whenever people are like, I love it, I'm like, I know, because it's like really, really good. But what's next? I mean, I give birth hopefully in a month, maybe even less, and I will not be mad if it's less. I think everyone who's ever been pregnant understands that. Mm-hmm. And just preparing for baby number two, we have a really exciting launch for Covey happening in the summer. And then honestly, when I'm thinking forward, I'm like, gosh, then it's the fall and I would love to like get into some New York Fashion Week stuff if I feel ready for it. I don't know if I will feel ready for it though, but that would be great. Because I feel like I've been pregnant for 10,000 years between the two of them. So I'm ready to kind of like just dip my toe back into things a little bit. But yeah, that's what's coming up.
Yeah, I love it. So before you go, where can everybody follow you, find you, check you out on TikTok, find Covey, like all the things, give it to
us. At Emily DiDonato on Instagram. I'm DiDonato Emily for some reason on TikTok. And then Covey is just at Covey, C-O-V-E-Y, or CoveySkin.com. Come say hello, send me a DM. I always try to respond. And yeah.
Amazing. And congrats on baby number two. And we cannot wait. And we wish you like
we'll
all the best.
We'll have to do a follow-up.
Yeah, exactly. A post baby follow-up and all the best of luck with delivery and all that jazz.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast and at mroberts.m. We always love connecting with you, and we'll catch you next time.